This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
Former 24/7 champion, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Bear, I'm doing a show. Turkey ducking.
That's great.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
It is on TV. And it's brought to you by DoorDash. Download the DoorDash app now and start exploring some of the best New York has to offer. DoorDash, get more from your neighborhood. Start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Kay LaGreca, Rosenberg and you.
Good evening to Don.
They didn't bother with stupid nicknames like Red Legs.
Good evening to myself. I have a barber. Good evening to Mr. Jeff Passan.
Michael.
And good evening to myself. Goop it right in there. That wouldn't be right. I really enjoyed Jeff's... Quintuple's four. What is it when you get to five?
Quintuple is five.
Quintuple's five? Oh, quadruple's four. Quintuple, yeah. That's right. Quintuple. That quintuple, Michael... Let's hear it one more time. That's beautiful.
Michael.
It's a passionate man. A passionate man.
That's right.
All right. You know who else? Jeff Passan is not the only man with Passan. Listen to the Passan of Stephen A. Smith last night after the Knicks loss.
No KD, no Kyrie, no Ben Simmons, and you lose a 28-point lead courtesy of a rookie by the name of Cam Thomas, who's decent. Probably good. 16 points in the fourth quarter. The New York Knicks are trash. Spike Lee shouldn't even show up for the rest of the season. Tracy Morgan, don't go. Don't go. Nobody goes. You're horrible. I'm so done with this team. You just stink.
I think it was a cathartic moment. I think that yesterday's loss, guys, I was out in public.
Damn it, it was diarrhea.
And to lose that way to, of all teams, the Brooklyn Nets, is such a killer. And I appreciated what Steven said about Cam Thomas. Because let's just be honest, no one knew who he was. People watching the game like, wait, who are we losing to right now?
Yeah.
And does it matter that it was him? No disrespect to him. Maybe he is a great player. But it could have been anyone, right, Don? They were going to give it up in the fourth quarter no matter who it was. Someone was going to get the points.
They were a 4.5-point underdog, the Nets.
Yep.
Again, outscored 39-11 in the fourth quarter.
As opposed to the first quarter, 38-19 at the end of the first, Don, by the way. They were up 38-19 at the end of the first.
And let's not forget... They beat Golden State. And it's, whoa, they beat Golden State. Now they should be able to beat Portland, come home, beat Oklahoma City. Then you got the Nets. Hey, you got a chance here to go on a 4-game winning streak going into the break. And maybe, just maybe, catch Atlanta and be in the play-in when you come back. But no, they didn't win a game after beating Golden State. And now they're 4 back in the loss column to Atlanta. And oh, by the way, when they come back, they go on an 8-game road trip.
Don, it's such a killer. Let's really parse this out, shall we?
Sure.
They're currently 25-34.
Holy crap.
So let's go back 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Let's go back to the Lakers game. That was the first brutal blown lead, correct?
Right. Yes.
And that was 2 weeks ago on that Saturday night.
That was a Saturday, yeah, 2 weeks Saturday.
That was a game where they came out 42-29 in the first quarter, were up 15 at the half, and were outscored 31-13 in the third quarter. That was such a brutal loss, and little did anyone know it was just the beginning. They ended up taking a lead in the next game into the fourth quarter. Granted, not as big a lead, but they took a small lead into the fourth quarter against Utah. Lost the fourth quarter, Dom, 31-18.
Mm-hmm.
Lost that game by 9. It continues. It's an unbelievable level of ineptitude. They get blown out by the Nuggets, 132-115. They stuck around in the first quarter, and then it really was over the second quarter started. So that's really the only true blue blowout of the bunch was the Denver game. They get the Warriors win, 116-114. Awful blown lead again against Portland.
Yep.
Outscored 35-11 in the fourth quarter, an absolutely winnable team against winnable game against a team that had just unloaded half their team. They lose to the Thunder, who have nobody at home, and then the Nets, who have nobody, 111-106 at home. If they, Don, they, Michael, they easily could have won 4 out of those games. They'd be sitting at 29-30 going into the break.
Yep.
Well, the thing you have to take into account, you're saying games they should have won. Bad teams lose games.
That's it.
They just do. They lose games. Now, it's
but this is unusual
to blow these kind of leads, but they're not a good team.
I agree 1,000%. I'm just saying the thing that stands out is, like, you can apply this to any sport, okay? You can apply it to football, too. Yes, bad teams do lose games. But how often, guys, are bad teams up 2 touchdowns in the fourth quarter? It's an unusual way that they're losing. And for me, it's what ends up making me blame Thibodeau so much.
It does look like they run out of gas in the fourth quarter, which is not good, which is an indication that they probably – he plays them too much.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's hear from Jay Will on Keyshawn, Jay Will, and Max this morning talking about the Knicks.
The two people that New York Knicks fans had lauded about were Julius Randle and Tom Thibodeau. So the Thibodeau aspect we're just speaking about, right? Him running his course is being really hard on guys all the time. And guys be like, enough. I can't deal with this kind of workmanlike approach every single day in this league. And the second is Julius Randle. You know, down the stretch of the game last night, for anybody that was watching, there were 2 loose ball opportunities in which Julius Randle could have gone for them. But you talk about drowning a coach's ear out, right? Not listening anymore. Bruce Brown beat Julius Randle to both of those 50-50 balls. That to me is effort, man. And when there's a lack of effort because things are tough from your star player, even if you want to say thumbs down to the fans and the coaching can't get enough out of the players, that leads to questions, Key, about are these the right people to build our franchise on the backs of?
Well, it's not. But one thing, it's a little unfair. I don't know. So he had 21 in the first, but he ended up with 31 points. I mean, how much do you want Julius Randle to do? He has played at his level from last year over the last 5 or 6 games.
Yeah.
He really has, so it's not on him.
And that could be the best-case scenario. Let him play great the rest of the way. The team misses the playoffs, and now because if he played well, now you can get something for him.
I mean, you can't expect him to literally carry the team. He's not Michael Jordan. He's not Kobe Bryant.
No.
And I shouldn't say literally because then he'd have to take all the players and actually carry them, but – you know what I mean? Figuratively carry them.
And that being said, he actually has been pretty good.
But he's been excellent.
The last week and a half, it's
I guess the whole road trip, I think he averaged over 29 points. Yesterday he had 31. What do you want from him? I mean, everybody they don't handle the ball well. They don't have a point guard that gives them the pace they need. And maybe the answer is going to be Derrick Rose, but I think that's a sad commentary on the way the team was built. That everything hinges on a 34-year-old, often injured guard with terrible knees that can't start. So Derrick Rose is really, really good, but that's the guy that's got to save your bacon?
No.
So when he went down, your whole team went away?
So when's he coming back?
They're hoping after the All-Star break.
Well,
and their next game will be a week from Friday.
Imagine sitting 9 days off on that game. The players will get over it. They'll be, you know, they'll be in Cabo or something. But you know, Tom Thibodeau, whatever hair he has is going to fall out.
They come back starting Friday, as Don said. Miami, Philly, Phoenix, Clippers, Sacramento.
Holy crap.
The first five games after the break are all national TV.
And the one that you would say out of all of those that's winnable is Sacramento.
Right. But I don't know if you're saying anything's winnable with this team now.
Yeah, because Sacramento's saying the Knicks game, that's winnable for us.
You would have said that about the Net game. You would have said that about the Thunder game. You would have said that about the Portland game.
And there's nothing they could do. The trade deadline's over. This is the team. Nope. I mean, they could sign a player that's out there, but anybody that's out there at that level, if it's a good player, they're going to want to sign on a contending team. They're not going to the Knicks. And if it's not a good player, he's not going to really change anything.
Nope.
We spent a lot of time today talking about the disaster that is the baseball state of affairs. And, of course, that wasn't the only bad news in baseball today, because the jury in the case against former Angels communications director Eric Kay has found him guilty of distributing fentanyl, which caused the death of Tyler Skaggs in 2019. He is now looking at a minimum of 20 years in a federal penitentiary. Really, really awful and sad story. I mean, guys, it's so tragic, obviously. And the fact that when you think about for baseball at this moment, that those are the two stories that are dominating the headline. You go to ESPN.com right now, the two stories about baseball. One, they don't play. And two, a team official gave fentanyl to a player that overdosed and died. That's the two baseball stories going right now.
Not good.
Let's pick it up with something positive. If we do have a baseball season, someone everyone will be waiting to watch is Aaron Judge. And he talked to R2C2, Ryan Rucco and CC Sabathia on The Ringer about his pending free agency.
That's one thing kind of leading into this, especially coming up to the minor leagues, starting your first couple of years in rookie ball. Everybody talks about getting a free agency. You want to be a free agent. You want to test the market a little bit, you know, see what's out there. But that's one thing that I've been lucky enough to play in, you know, the best organization out of all of them, you know, so who wants to go anywhere else? But that's the thing is, you know, whatever happens, you know, if we get an extension done at some point before the season starts, you know, that'd be great. And you know, I'd be completely honored to be able to win pinstripes, you know, for a couple more years. But, you know, if it doesn't happen and this is, you know, my last year, you know, I had a lot of great memories and, you know, I'm always going to, you know, it doesn't matter if it's my last year, first year, you know, I'm going to go out there and play my best and do what I need to do for the city and do what I need to do for the team. But, you know, it's all in God's hands. You know, it's going to work out the way it's supposed to. And, you know, that's why I got agents. I got people taking care of that for me. So I'm not even worried.
I think he's saying all the right things. He's kind of putting the ball in the Yankees court. This is the only place I want to play. Now, if he wanted to play hardball, he said, you know, this is a business. And he didn't say that. He said, this is the best place to be, and this is where I want to be. So now he's putting the onus on the Yankees to make him a market offer that will keep him here. And I'm sure that's not done without some forethought.
It'll take some doing, that's for sure.
In random sports news.
Interesting.
You guys following Dick Butkus?
Yeah,
he's one of the great followers of all time.
I'm very proud to say.
Yeah. He follows you, right? He followed me,
yes,
too. Yeah.
The emergence of Dick Butkus is sort of like the emergence of Rex Chapman a few years ago.
Oh, Rex Chapman is so good. Also a guy that follows me.
Yeah, see, that's lucky. That's a nice thing.
Well, no, I think Rex Chapman. I think he follows
me. We're always tweeting back and forth.
He doesn't follow me, I don't think.
He follows 27,000 people. You're not among them, Michael?
I'll go check. I don't know. Let me see.
It's so weird. But Dick Butkus, how old is Dick Butkus, you think? 75?
Stand by.
He does not follow me. I follow him. He does not follow me.
Wow, that's sad.
Yeah.
79.
Wow. Nice. And you know what? From his tweets, he's sharp as a tack.
Well, that's pretty clear. Yesterday, his tweet that received 2,500 retweets and 36,000 likes was, "For all of you have asked, I am not the reason Shailene Woodley and Aaron Rodgers have broken up."
I was wondering.
He's really funny. He's like legitimately funny.
He, Don, after your own heart, this is like your feelings on golf. On February 15th, he tweeted, "I think we can agree that curling was established so that four dads could get away from their families for a couple of weeks under the premise of national sport." He's an interesting cat.
Yeah.
He had everybody on him. I saw him. I saw, this is gold. Gold.
You guys following Dick Butkus? During the Super Bowl, 50 Cent looked like he was hit by inflation. That got 8,500 retweets and 87,000 likes.
Although that is unfair. Everybody jumping on Fitty.
Yeah.
I mean, we all want to be in that shape. So he's bigger than he was 20 years ago.
I know.
But he's
true.
Not fat.
I know. It's
Yeezus.
And I got to tell you guys, speaking of Yeezus, you guys, I'm if anyone follows me or listens to the morning show on Hot 97, everyone knows I have not been high on Kanye West for a long time and his personal antics. But I started this genius documentary on Netflix, spelled Jean-Yohs, genius. These two dudes, Cootie and Chike, these two film directors, started following him around in 1998. On the hunch that he might turn into something.
Wow.
And I have never seen coverage, Don, of a megastar in music this up close and personal for this long at that stage in their career. I mean, it's unbelievable. They follow him in his move from Chicago to New York. I watched a scene earlier. I'm like halfway through. It's one of those movies that's so good, I'm watching it in like 20-minute installments because I don't want it to end.
Right.
There was a part I watched earlier, Don. He's going around the Rockefeller label, you know, Jay-Z's label, where he was a producer at the time. And he's just barging into people's office and trying to get them to listen to his music. Hmm. And the people are so clearly fed up with hearing him constantly pushing it that, like, you'll see them just start taking a phone call. And he just walks down the hallway and leaves and then walks into another office and goes, "Oh, I got to go play it for so-and-so." And does it again.
Wow.
Over and over and over. I promise you, you can love Kanye, you can hate Kanye. I don't even know Cootie and Chike. I'm just so impressed by their stick-to-itiveness to now get this thing out 23 years after they started. It's truly unique. And that will do it for ENN on this abbreviated Michael Jordan's birthday, Thursday, February 17th. It's brought to you by Hennessy. Enjoy a delicious Hennessy NBA cocktail while watching the game tonight. Maybe while listening to Don's Call of the Rangers. Try the Playmaker, the Hennessy Triple Double. Both made with Hennessy VS. Visit Hennessy.com for drink recipes. Hennessy, spirit of the NBA. Always enjoy responsibly.
Give me the count, Don. How many games have you done? How many games has Kenny done?
I think I'm up 33. This will be 34-15.
It's a blowout. I mean, this is
a blowout.
It's a blowout. You get nervous before the game, Don? Little butterflies?
Sometimes, not today.
All right, good.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoons starting at 2 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.